Action.com today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We're going to have lots of fun because we're going to continue our coverage of the Geneva Auto Show with another journalist who attended the show. She is a frequent contributor here to the broadcast, and we can't wait to hear her observations on the show, as well as some of the recent new vehicles that she's had the opportunity to drive. Also in this hour of the program, we're going to throw out a trivia question. Matter of fact, I'm going to throw one out momentarily anytime throughout the hour if you'd like to communicate with us. There are a multitude of ways of doing so. Number one, via the telephone, 800-449-8255. No, that's the wrong show. 800-259-8255. 9231. This is what happens when you do so many radio shows. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Thank you, Matt, at Network Headquarters for getting that through my overtired head, getting it into my overtired head. Thank you very much. 800-259-9231. The trivia question is, which Chevrolet Corvair. Remember the Corvair? That was the vehicle which Ralph Nader wrote a book about called Unsafe at Any Speed. Originally had the 180 horsepower turbocharged engine. So which Corvair? All of you Corvair lovers out there, pick up the telephone, 800-259-9231, and tell us which Corvair had the 180 horsepower turbocharged engine. Whoever comes up with the answer, we're going to put you in the giant bucket here with all the other winners, and you'll be in line for the big prize, which is going to be pulled out by Warren Tracy, the chief mechanic at the Busted Knuckle Garage, and that will be coming up real soon. So once again, which Chevrolet Corvair originally had the 180 horsepower turbocharged engine? 800-259-9231. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome the CEO of DrivingTheNation.com, a very cool website, Lou Ann Hammond, back to Auto World. Lou Ann, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. A little overtired getting all my show telephone numbers mixed up, but that's what happens when you have a five-month-old in the house.
That's right. She is getting old quickly.
So
oh, my goodness.
You've been traveling a lot. I understand you made it over to the Geneva show, a show that I've never been to. I've always heard wonderful things about the Geneva show.
It's absolutely stunning show. I just, on my other website, carlist.com, I just put up a review of the 2012 Golf R that is coming to the United States. We drove it from Geneva down into France, Lake d'Annecy, France, and just had a great time going through the French Alps, and then came back, of course, and the next day went to the Geneva Auto Show.
Wow, that was very cool. Geneva is interesting in that it's somewhat neutral territory. Of course, there are a handful of Swedish manufacturers, and but unlike Frankfurt or Tokyo or even some of the American shows, this show always has, I've been told by many, a very unique flavor, a little bit more of a laid-back feel.
Yeah, leave it to Switzerland to be neutral. It has an incredibly great feel, and I don't know of a single American show that can rival it. It is the only one I can think of that could maybe rival it would be the Frankfurt Auto Show, and because it's six halls long, and it's well laid out. The most beautiful cars in the world come there, and they have some of the most beautiful women that come and show off the cars. So it's just you get everything. We were over there looking at everything and interviewing people, and we have yet to put it up because we got jet lag so badly that we had to stop before we could put it up. But we've got all the interviews with Victor Mueller, who now owns Saab,
yes,
and Dan Ackerson, the CEO of General Motors, and Nick Reilly, the general, CEO or the president of Chevy, GM Europe. And Warren, Wayne Brannon, the president of Chevy Europe, and more interviews with Volkswagen folks, and interviewed the new CEO of Rolls-Royce about the new electric car that is a concept that they're trying to figure out whether they will build or not. So all kinds of interesting interviews and pictures that we'll be putting up within the next week.
Wonderful. We'll look forward to that. It seems like Geneva had something for everybody, whether you were looking for a high-performance supercar or looking for an electric vehicle or a hybrid vehicle, some very interesting design studies as well. I don't know where to begin. What was your favorite vehicle of the show, Luann?
Ooh, boy. I just don't even know that I have a favorite. There were so many of them. I liked the Rolls-Royce electric concept because I like to see if people who have an incredible amount of wealth really care about so much of the engine that they're in, as long as the engine is a functioning, well, horsepower made it to a transmission. Does it matter to them that it's an internal combustion engine? Do they care that it's an electric engine? I liked the Fisker Karma new name that they have because it's called EVER, and it stands for Electric Vehicle Extended Range. And Vic Doolin thought of that. And then they're going to have, Fisker is going to have a four-wheel drive, and they're going to call it Forever.
Very good.
Yeah, I thought that was really clever of him. Just every single the Lamborghini that was shown, the Bugatti that was shown, there's the Bulli. I interviewed Dr. Krebs from Volkswagen AG about this new car called the Bulli, and it's the little sort of microbus, but it's electric. So you've got what looks like the old microbus from the Volkswagen. And you can fold down all the seats flat and lay in it, but it's electric.
Oh, isn't that very, very cool? And
right.
It doesn't seem that long ago. I was reminded that we saw the original microbus concept vehicle. It was 10 years ago, and now they brought it back here in this latest incarnation, the Bulli. And do you think this one has a better shot at making it to marketplace?
It was probably the one vehicle that we had the most trouble filming just because they wouldn't get away from it. People were just crowding around it. They loved it. It harkens back to their youth, and yet it's an electric vehicle. And when we were trying to interview Dr. Krebs, people kept opening the door. And then when we put the seats down to video that, because no one else put the seats down except for us, no, but when we put the seats down, people were just going crazy. It's great. It's just one of those things that makes you smile. It's sort of like the Michelin Man. You know, you see him and you just go, "Ooh, bindum."
Very cool. Let's talk a little bit more about the Rolls Royce, the electric Rolls Royce. It's called the 102 EX concept, and I guess what Rolls Royce is trying to do is kind of gauge customer reaction to this vehicle. And certainly, this is such a large vehicle, you would have to have a very large battery pack, and you would certainly have the room for it because this vehicle definitely has a lot of space. Seems like the folks at various companies are... they're all dabbling in electrics these days. And when we come back on the other side, we'll get Luann's more in-depth analysis of this Rolls-Royce. We'll also talk to you about some of the other cool cars, including the 700-horsepower Lamborghini and lots more. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems, from new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports. Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now!
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, you are, and we thank you so much for doing so. My name is Bob Long, along with Luann Hammond from CarList.com. She's CEO there. She's also CEO at DrivingTheNation.com. We're talking about the 2011 Geneva Auto Show. Got a trivia question out there about the Chevrolet Corvair. Remember the Corvair? Lots of people remember the Corvair. My friend Alex Langer, who owns a number of radio stations, loves the Corvair. Which Chevrolet Corvair originally had the 180-horsepower turbocharged engine? We're just going to keep this out here for just a little while longer. Meanwhile, back to the coverage of the Geneva show and this Rolls-Royce It kind of makes sense, Luann, with what BMW is doing. We first saw the Mini E, the electric Mini, and now we're seeing that electric technology being translated into some concept vehicles on the BMW side. So why not move it upscale into the Rolls?
Right, and most people don't. Some people don't realize that BMW owns Rolls-Royce and Mini, and that we have such new regulations now that you have to meet regulations for CAFE requirements, the corporate average fuel economy, and they're going to be going up 35 miles to the gallon by, I think, 2015 or something, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to have to, you're going to have to look at these, how each one does. Now, the Phantom, I think, is the one that they were using for the 102X, the EX.
Yes, the big Phantom.
Okay, what most people, you know, when I was over in London and we were being driven around in the Phantom, we went into the emissions lane and I said, Colin, you're in the emissions lane. Aren't you going to get in trouble? He says, oh no, the Phantom actually gets, around 22 miles to the gallon because it's made of aluminum.
Yep, very true.
Yeah, so I didn't realize that it actually was as fuel efficient as it was, and so it makes sense that they would put the electric car into a Rolls-Royce that was made of aluminum. The difference is when I was talking to Troyston, is that you don't really have that much savings, if any, and there's not much of a weight difference, and so the only difference is, if it comes to corporate average fuel economy, is the emissions that you would gain and whether or not the customer would want that.
Yeah, good point. 800-259-9231. That's a toll-free or boblongradio@yahoo.com. Listening on KXEL, Newstalk 1580 in Iowa. It's my pleasure to welcome, is it Don, Matt? I believe, Don, it is. Thanks, Matt, and thank you, Don, for calling into the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Are you a fan of the Chevrolet Corvair?
Well, I was when I had one.
Very good.
They just weren't quite what they were supposed to be.
An almost, but a not quite. Yeah, not General Motors has a tendency of doing that. Yeah. Almost getting it finished, and then, you know, at least the old General Motors for many years did that with a lot of different cars. They kind of brought vehicles to market about three-quarters of the way done, and then during the lifespan of the vehicle, finished it. But luckily, they don't do that anymore. But which Corvair originally had the 180-horsepower turbo engine? Do you know which particular one?
The Corsair.
The Corsair. Okay, definitely. We'll give that to you. Congratulations. We'll throw you in the name, in your name in the bucket here for the big drawing from the Busted Knuckle Garage. How about in the realm of new vehicles? What's your present daily driver?
Oh, Mustang.
Very cool. Excellent. What year is your Mustang?
95.
95? How do you like the new Mustangs? What's your opinion of those?
Oh, they are sweet.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's folding some sexy sheet metal right now is that Dodge Challenger. Oh, whoa. What a first car that is.
Absolutely. A good driver, too, with a 6.4-liter Hemi V8. Haven't had the chance yet, and Luann will be happy to let everybody know that if you get the 5-speed automatic transmission, it runs on MDS, so sometimes it runs on 4 cylinders and better fuel economy. I like that. That's a...
Can I tell you a story about my Corvair?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. It was a very fun car to drive. Lots of power. You bang a good hard second gear, it pulled the front wheels off the ground, but that was the problem. They weren't very well balanced. You'd go out, come out of a corner somewhere, and next thing you know, your front wheels are skipping.
Ooh.
I puffed number two piston, took it back to the dealership. They detuned it for me. Isn't that special?
Oh, not too good. Absolutely not. Well, hang on the line for Matt. Don't be a stranger. Please call us again another time. We'll add another trivia question into the mix here, 800-259-9231. The year was 1979. I can't believe it's 30, how many years ago? Is it 32 years ago? I can't believe that. 32 years ago, American Motors, back in 1979, merged with a very un-American company just to stay alive a little bit longer. Which company did AMC merge with back in 1979? Let's turn back the years. 800-259-9231 or BobLongRadio@yahoo.com. Back to our coverage of Geneva, the auto show, with our very special guest, CEO of CarList.com and DrivingTheNation.com, Luann Hammond. And Luann, let's talk the other side of the extreme here, some performance vehicles. Lamborghini took the wraps off the Murcielago replacement, packing 700 horsepower and better fuel economy, so that's a win-win.
That's a win-win. Love that. Yep, beautiful car all the way around. I mean, there are just certain cars you go, yep. You can't complain about certain cars, and the Lambo would be one of them.
And Ferrari did something very interesting here, introducing a number of firsts for the brand. Number one, Ferrari has never sold an all-wheel drive vehicle. They've never sold a hatchback vehicle. They've sold four-seaters before. This vehicle replaces the 612, which really didn't sell that well here or any place else. But this vehicle reportedly will hold 4 6-foot-2 adults in all four places of the vehicle, including the back seat. A little bit controversial in the styling department. I've seen some footage of this vehicle in red, and it looks cool, but the white pictures that I've seen from Geneva, I'm not as impressed. What did you think of the Ferrari FF?
There were many people that had differing opinions of the Ferrari FF in person. While we were sitting there, we were like, do we like it? Do we not? And I think there were more people who thought that it was a bit much for a Ferrari.
Let's talk about Aston Martins, as long as price is no object here, since you're buying all these cars for me. Let's talk about the Aston Martin Mirage on the other side. We'll also talk about a new Alfa, an Alfa 4C. We'll look at a concept vehicle from Audi, the A3, and then we'll get back down to earth and talk some regular folks' cars. You're listening to Auto World live across North America. Don't go away. We're not going anywhere, so why don't you stay right there.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back and we're live. We've got a trivia question out there. We're going back to 1979. Remember 1979? Who was in the White House? Jimmy Carter. What else was going on in 1979? It was an interesting time in music. A little bit of something for everybody. There was still some disco stuff going on, lots of rock, lots of adult contemporary, some punk stuff going on. What was on the TV back in 1979? Lots of network television, because the cable companies really hadn't gotten into the market penetration levels that they certainly are now. Luann, what do you think the number one TV show was back in 1979?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I don't either. We should throw that one out as a question, too. See if someone out there can tell us in our vast listening audience. But we're looking on the automotive side. American Motors merged. They basically were saved by this company, a non-American company, back in 1979. What very un-American company did American Motors merge with just to stay alive just a little bit longer back in 1979? That's the question. The telephone number, 800-259-9231. So as long as we're talking high-end stuff here, Aston Martin, who cannot love an Aston Martin? Interesting that they brought out this 2012 Mirage, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But then again, you know, if you're an Aston Martin buyer, I guess you don't need to make a whole lot of sense. This vehicle is going to slot between the DB9 and the DBS. Looks beautiful, Luann, but do they actually need this model?
Well, I liked Aston Martin better when Ian Callum was designing Aston Martins. If you look at Jaguars, they still have the beautiful look about them.
Yeah.
And I think that this one is a beautiful car. I just, yeah, I think it might be a question that wasn't asked.
Let's talk Jaguar. I too love Ian Callum. He's one of my favorite interviewers, one of my favorite guys in the automotive.
And a favorite designer.
Absolutely. You know, one of my dream cars is a number of the different Jaguar incarnations. I personally love the XKR. Love that car, and for family car, I certainly would love an XFR. That would make a nice family car. Either one of those two. I haven't driven the new XJ. Looking forward to that one of these days. At Geneva, they showed off a high-performance version of the XKR called the XKRS in a concept, a B99 concept vehicle. It's been long rumored the Jag wants to get back into the X-Type market to have a kind of a three-series competitor. And I've been told by sources that this is kind of testing the market with an interesting design that was done in collaboration with the folks at Bertone. What'd you think of this car? Interesting, somebody said to me that the Jaguar executives were very coy about this vehicle. It's almost as if it's a hit in New York. They're going to say, you know, look for it in production soon. And if it isn't a hit, they're going to pretend like it never happened.
Yeah, I think you're right, especially after that CX-75, the concept that was shown in Detroit. And, God, what a beautiful car that is. I do understand that they are going to make those. So maybe that's something you haven't heard before, but the CX-75 is something
it's
that...
It's a go.
What's that?
It's a go. They're actually going to make that vehicle.
That's what I heard in Geneva, was that they would be making them.
That's fantastic. So a supercar from Jag, that's great.
Yeah, you know, the problem with not making it is that somebody else would copy so much of it.
Yeah.
I remember when the Lexus LFA came out as a concept. And if you looked at the side view of the doors, and you now look at the Hyundai Sonata, it's the same thing. Hyundai just copied the Lexus LFA, and the Lexus didn't do the LFA the way that the concept was. So, you know, either use it or lose it.
Absolutely. Let's talk hybrids. Porsche reminded the world that Dr. Ferdinand Porsche's first vehicle at a very young age, back at the turn of the century, was indeed a hybrid vehicle. You have to stop and remember, back at the early days of the 20th century, there were gasoline cars, there were electric cars, there were steam-powered cars, and it was kind of much like today, a little bit of everything, but this vehicle unveiled is a six-cylinder variant of the Porsche Panamera with a hybrid power plant, and Porsche seems to be moving more and more in this direction. Of course, many people say they stole the show in Detroit with the 918.
Oh, that 918 was gorgeous, and it hearkened to what needs to happen with Porsche, is to make it lighter, better power-to-weight ratio. You know, it had so much carbon fiber on it, and I think that you look at that and you say, okay, you got carbon fiber, you got a hybrid, you got everything you need to still be a sports car machine and to look beautiful, and I think that's what counts. And the Panamera, if you remember, it's a four-door. Well,
yep.
Very few people these days really want to buy a two-door, and that's why you're seeing so many four-doors.
Yeah, and I understand it's being driven a lot by expanding markets. I spoke to a guest a couple of weeks back saying that in certain areas of the world where they're selling these cars that they've never sold before, like some Middle Eastern countries, like India, like China, that it's actually not polite to go out in public without your family, and in order to have that extra carrying capability, the two-door isn't going to cut it. So that's why they're expanding more and more with four-doors. So a little interesting cultural trend making its way into automotive design. Interesting design concept. I understand it's pretty much a done deal. This is what Audi's going to do with the A3. The present-day A3 is a five-door station wagon based on, actually, the Volkswagen Golf. This new A3 looks like a sexy four-door-esque coupe. Looks like riding on more A4 mechanicals. This definitely looks like a looker, Luann. Was it good-looking in person?
Yeah, it does look, you're right, it looks a lot like the A4 to me as well, and I remember the A4 not having a good trunk, so I'm hoping that this one does. The Golf that you were referring to, it will, the Golf R will be coming to the United States, and it will be coming as a four-door as well. So if you want something that has some good horsepower and some nice torque and enough room to fit six foot two guys, then I'd go for the Golf R as well.
Excellent. I just logged on to carlist.com. It's been redone since the last time I've been on it. Congratulations. When did you do this? A while back?
Oh, you know, as anybody knows that owns a website, they're all a work in progress. Yeah. And at some point you just get tired of looking at the same old stuff. So, yeah, we've redone CarList, and it had on the bottom part of the page, the front page, it will give Driving the Nation the last five things that we've talked about on Driving the Nation. But you still get all of the new car reviews, and that's what people go there for.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit more about this real adventure that you had in the 2012 Volkswagen Golf R. Is this similar to what we've seen in the past with, like, the R32? Is this an all-wheel drive, high-performance Golf?
Exactly. It is an all-wheel drive. It will be a two-door or a four-door. Every single one of them will come with the Climatronic automatic air conditioning. You also have an option, a second trim level that will include sunroof, navigation, smart key, and Dyna audio. The funny part about this car is that it's going to start around where R32 left off, which is around $32,990. The price in Europe is around $48,000.
No kidding. When we come back on the other side, I want to hear more about this trip, and hopefully we'll get the answer about American Motors back in 1979. Which car company came in and saved them? It was a French company. I'm giving it away. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Today on The Long Drive, a velvet hammer.
The Long Drive is brought to you by Life Shield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
Mercedes' brand new E63 AMG is a velvet hammer, a luxury car with the heart of a sports car. Greg Clark is AMG manager for Mercedes-Benz.
The goals actually were pretty lofty. This is becoming more and more of a challenge for us as time progresses because the performance stakes are getting higher and higher and customers' expectations are getting higher and higher in terms of the performance they expect. The E63, for us, really is a bit of a masterpiece because we managed to take a 518 horsepower super sports car, really, and squeeze it into the form of a four-door sedan. And we do that still with making a car that you can drive 7 days a week.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
We're back. Thank you so much for being here. The trivia question, surprisingly enough, still has not been answered, even though I gave you a hint. It was a French company that came to the rescue of American Motors back in 1979. What was that French company? We'll keep it out here for a few more moments. 800-259-9231. Bob Long Radio at Yahoo.com. Luann Hammond joins us from CarList.com and DrivingTheNation.com. And Luann was over covering the Geneva Auto Show and also had an adventure of her own driving the 2012 Volkswagen Golf R that you can check out at CarList.com. And Luann, you got some really cool pictures here, and looks like you really covered a broad area in this vehicle.
Yeah, we covered a swatch of land there, didn't we? We went from Geneva down to Lake d'Annecy in France. It's known as the cleanest lake in France because it has such environmental regulations that they imposed, I think, in 1968. And a couple of the people that celebrities that are stakeholders in it are Gene Roth and Bruce Willis.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful little place. It used to be an abbey, and so we got to go there and step up the same steps that Paul Cézanne and others have stepped on, and drew, and really felt special getting to be able to go there. The funny part is when I came back from being over in Geneva, I called my mother-in-law. She's 89 years old, and told her what we'd been doing, and she of course reminisced about the time that she was in Frankfurt with her husband Cal, and they had rented a Volkswagen, and she couldn't remember which Volkswagen it was, so I rattled off the name. She said, "Oh yeah, Golf, that's the one." I'm like, and I'm going, "Golf in the 1980s, okay." Remember, she's 89 years old. So I'm sitting there going, okay, yeah, Gulf is it. And she said, oh, it's not Passant or whatever you call it then. I said, well, was the Gulf a diesel? And she said, no, no, I don't think so. And certainly anybody that has been overseas and has never driven a diesel really remembers the first time they ever drove a diesel and having to pay for diesel when you get it. So I know that she would have remembered that. But she was right. The Gulf has been around since 1974. It's had many iterations, but it's, you know, stood the test of time. But it was so cute when she said that she remembered that her husband, Cal, getting on the Autobahn, and the first car that he passed was a Mercedes-Benz in the Volkswagen Golf.
Oh, that's a great story.
Imagine what he took in the Golf R.
Excellent.
Yeah, and then, you know, all my brother-in-laws, there are five kids in the family, and all of them are boys, and none of them are under 6'2". But Paul is the youngest one, was 6'4", and she remembers Paul being able to fit very nicely in the back. And that hat, I don't remember that being a four-door back then, but it could have been. But, you know, to be able to fit a 6'4 guy in the back of a Golf, of any car, and especially if it was European, was pretty much a fait accompli. So it's now coming to the United States, the Gulf all-wheel drive, manual only, not automatic, turbo.
So no dual-clutch gearbox in this, huh?
Yeah, you know, and maybe you know this, Bob, but I was driving the dual-clutch gearbox, the DSG,
yep.
And there was it felt like DSG lag. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I mean, the technology keeps advancing at a remarkable rate, and now there are a number of manufacturers. I mean, at first, when they introduced that gearbox, Volkswagen and Audi, the DSG, I mean, it was cutting edge, but now that many others have got into that realm, there are many other, you know, basically dual-clutch automated manuals that respond a whole lot quicker, so maybe they need to do some work on it.
Yeah, because it wasn't when we were going around curves. Turbo lag is more when you're going around curves. But this was right at the very start. And so I thought, God, this has to be because of the DSG.
Huh, interesting.
So, yeah, well, when you just take off, right, from zero to whatever you can do.
Exactly. We finally have a winner here, and it ties into my next question. Dean is our winner in Bowling Green, Kentucky, 93. WKCT, Renault, is a company that rescued American Motors. And Renault showed off an interesting concept vehicle at Geneva, and I understand it was a diesel hybrid, something that we haven't seen in the past.
As you get closer and closer to having more CAFE regulations, it is going to be, you're going to see that people are going to be bringing out all the stops on technology. The difference is going to be how much it actually costs.
Yeah, no, that's the truth. And
yeah, so you're going to have better design. You know, because if you're going to have something cost more, people are not really interested in paying for safety or fuel economy as much as they say they are. But if you get something that's really great design, you're going to be able to charge more for it.
Absolutely. That's something that our mutual friend Bob Lutz always said. I mean, it's an emotional decision, and I, for one, just love a beautiful designed vehicle and will give up many other things in the vehicle if it's a looker, so to speak. And speaking of lookers, Nissan showed off a interesting concept vehicle. I wonder if you had the chance to check out this one while you were in Geneva. Many people have said that perhaps it's a glimpse of the next generation G37 coupe, but we can only hope. It's called the ES Flow concept vehicle from Nissan.
Oh, the S-Flow.
S-Flow.
I called it the S-Flow. I like that car. I thought it was very nice. The way the lights came out on it, and it looked like it was sort of LED lights, and then this sort of boomerang thing that happened. But I thought it was a striking design, and Nissan has needed a striking design. The Juke didn't do it for me.
No.
Love the drive of the Juke. The big bug eyes just didn't do it for me. Mm. Looks almost a little Viperish, do you think?
Yeah, a little bit it does, yeah, but moving in a better direction than the Juke, that's for certain.
That's right. Yeah, it was a great show, and I really wish that everyone had the ability to attend it. We'll be putting up a lot of video in the next week on Driving the Nation.
Oh, great.
But if you want to see some information about the Volkswagen Golf R, go to carlist.com, because we do have that up already, and we'll be putting up a video on Driving the Nation about the Volkswagen Golf R as well.
It's interesting that Mercedes has done kind of a mid-cycle update on the C-Class, introducing a 2012 coupe as well as the bad boy. This is personally one of my favorite small sedans, the C63 AMG, because I heard that they're only a couple of years away from launching a all-new C-Class, so that's quite an investment just to do these updates just for a few years.
So you like the big station wagon, C63 AMG?
I was thinking of the C-Class. I haven't seen that yet. I was just thinking of the sedan, the C63 AMG sedan, yeah, because I had one of those a couple of years back for a week and really enjoyed that driving experience. It's got a thundering exhaust note, of course, very poor fuel economy, but...
But it's an AMG, so you're going to get there fast.
Absolutely. And Mini introduced a concept vehicle. Understand this is smaller or about the size of the original 1959 Mini. It's called the Rocket Man. Did you get a chance to check that one out?
Oh, of course I did, because my videographer, Stretch, loves the Rocket Man. So there's no way that we could go past Mini without getting some just huge amounts of anything to do with Mini.
And you're going to drop that Elton John song underneath your video, I hope?
I know. Isn't that ridiculous? Like, oh, no. But what do you think of the cars? I mean, the doors, the way they open. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I hope they bring that to New York. That's the next big show that's around the bend. And certainly I know that you'll be there, I hope, and you'll be covering it all. And interesting little thing here, Bentley did. I did have an opportunity to drive this car for a few days last fall, kind of my dream ride of the 2010 model year. I drove a GTC Super Sport convertible 8011, but they set a new ice speed record, and they showed that off at Geneva. Everybody check
out.
Yeah,
we have that video, and we'll be putting it up.
Very good. DrivingTheNation.com, CarList.com. There she is, the one and only Lou Ann Hammond. Thank you, Lou Ann.
Thank you, Bob.
That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lott.
On the road again. I'm on the road.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.